Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 635. Today we hear from Melissa, who asks,
on point of view, I tend to write in close third person. It feels the most natural. But I have a character that might get her own standalone novel, and I want to stretch myself. While thrillers and some literary fiction do well with first person, how do you decide which POV supports a story type best? My issue with first is people doing present tense and not keeping the verbs consistent. But first past tense seems odd to me. Yes, I know I should play around with the short story first, but still, I don't want to let myself get into a writing rut.
Not letting yourself get into a writing rut is a great strategy that I fully endorse. With the current Lantham book that I'm writing, I'm actually experimenting with first-person present for the first time. For part of the book, Lantham is held hostage and being interrogated. Normally, the books are told in first-person past tense. The conceit being that these are his case records, so occasionally I get chapters where his assistant breaks into the editorial process, claims that she's reading this over and had to alter it, but she's not going to let him see it because he doesn't like it when she screws with his records, and she tells a piece of the story that he's left out. So I started off with very close first person, past tense, but in sort of real time. Then I went to multiple first person, archival, and now with the occasional third-person chapter involved. And in this particular one, I'm doing first-person present tense, first-person past tense, I'm doing all of them in the same book and trying to make it work. Because it's a fun challenge. Keeping the verbs consistent can be a little difficult. Verb tense is consistent, but as long as you know that you're looking for that, when you do the proofread, it's actually not that hard to catch. Occasionally something will slip through, but most of the time, it's not too bad. In other words, it's easier than it seems like it would be. It's not that it's without issue, but it's easier than it seems like it would be. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Just be sure to watch for it on your proofread. As far as deciding which is most appropriate for the story, well, frankly, if you're going to superintend a decision like that rather than going from your gut, I think the most important questions, because there are two, is whose thought processes do you want the audience to see, and what information do you want the audience not to have? The lovely thing about close point of views, whether it's close third person or close first person, is that it allows you to get away with not telling the audience things that the audience desperately wants to know. You can hide things in plain sight really, really well with close points of view that are much more difficult to hide with distant points of view or omniscient points of view. So if you can figure out what information you don't want the audience to have, that can help you decide which character's point of view to stay close on in order to avoid going close on other characters' points of view and then having to cheat in ways that your audience will not like you for. That's not to say you can't hide information from your audience even when they're in the head of the person who knows it. It's just that those tricks are a lot subtler and a lot harder to do well without your audience wanting to come and burn your house down. But those are the things I would consider when I'm trying to make the decision that you're faced with. Of course, for me, the other consideration would be, what am I not good at? And I would try to find a way to work that in so that I could get better at it with practice. I hope that helps, and I hope your series branches off in interesting directions. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.